Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
Mike Kapler here for the Growing in Grace podcast, along with Joel Brzezinski.
Hello, it's me.
Joel, when I was a kid, and this was long before the day, well, I think it was, to my memory, it was before the days of popular athletic brands like Nike, Adidas, Reebok, whatever.
Well, yeah, the early 1900s were a long time ago, yeah, when you were a kid.
It wasn't quite that far back. But when I was a kid, there was a commercial on TV for, because I can't remember seeing any really advertisements for some of those popular brands that we think of today. And who knows how long this program will be on the internet and what will be out there 100 years from now. People have no idea what we're talking about. But there was a commercial for an athletic brand of shoes called PF Flyers. I wonder if some more seasoned people out there remember that. PF Flyers. And they just made it sound like you could run so fast in those things as a kid. So I'm at the shoe store with my parents, getting some shoes on. I'm in elementary school at this point. And back then, you know, you didn't just walk up. It's kind of like getting gas. Back in the day, you didn't pull into the gas station and put your own gas in. Somebody came out and did it for you. Well, it was kind of that way with buying shoes. You didn't just walk up to the rack usually and pick out your own shoes, try them on, and walk out with them. Somebody came over and helped you. They put the shoes on you. They measured your feet, all of that. So we're going through this whole process. And I've got this desire for these super fast PF Flyers. And the salesman was saying that he I don't know if this was true or not, but he said PF stood for pretty fast. And that just didn't sound right even to me as a kid, but I wanted to believe it. I just wanted to believe this guy and what the commercial said. And he even said this, he said, trying to sell these shoes, right? Maybe they cost more. I don't know. Not like what you pay today, of course, for brand shoes. But he's talking to my parents now, and he says he may find that he's walking along with his friends and that he may have to find himself slowing down because he's getting ahead of that. And I knew inside it had to be baloney, but I just wanted to believe him. And I think sometimes and I think I got the shoes, by the way. But I think sometimes that's how it is with us and the Bible. Whatever the Bible teacher is, whoever it is, and whatever it is that they're teaching, sometimes we just want to believe them. Now, they may be way off the mark, but we trust them. We've known them. They're our pastor. They're the TV preacher. Whoever it is, they're the grace guy, right? They've written books. And whatever it is, no matter how right or wrong it is that they're teaching, sometimes we just want to believe them because there's some sort of comfort in that. And so I think I mentioned this last week, sometimes we just want to try and make sure we've got all our doctrine right. Well, we were in Philippians 3 last week, and Paul had made a statement about, well, first he was talking about, as you may recall, if you caught last week's program, he was talking about the things that he counted as rubbish, garbage, dung, that were related to things he was zealous for, especially as it related to the law. But eventually he came and said that I had to put all that aside. I could boast more than all of you, but I'm putting that aside. I want to know him. That, to me, this was such a huge point that he was making. Having been found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from works, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, it's gifted to us, right? Then he said, because of this, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. So how do we get to know him? Because I think it's so easy for us to just get caught up with looking at the verses, looking at the letters, thumbing through the pages, and trying to make sure that we're interpreting everything right And these people are wrong. I saw somebody say this on social media the other day. They said something to the effect that even grace people get it wrong sometimes. And I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, you're probably one of them. But that's what was just going through my mind, a human reaction. I think where I'm going with this, I guess, Joel, is there's more to it than this. Isn't there? Surely there's more to it than trying to properly interpret the Bible. And that is getting to know him and the power of his resurrection. And what does that look like? I mean, how do we do that?
Yeah, no, that's good. And something we've said for years here, because we do talk doctrine on this podcast. We've also tried to make it clear over the many years that that's ultimately not what it's about. I mean, it's good to know. It's good to know things. It's good to know the truth. But what Paul's getting at here and what you're getting at here, you know, because...
And I would say, Joel, I would say with what you just said there, what is truth?
Right.
I think Pilate asked that.
What is truth?
Jesus claimed he was the truth.
Right.
Paul's saying getting to know him, to me, is getting to know the truth, not necessarily about what is written, but what is contained within a person or who that person is.
Right. And that's, I was heading to that because we ourselves have said, you know, what we're sharing here, you can take it for whatever it's worth to you. We're not here trying to peddle our view. We have a view on doctrine, on doctrinal things. We do have that. We share that. And that's all fine and dandy. It's good. It's okay for believers, us grace people, to share our views on things. But ultimately, that's really not what it's about as far as getting to know him, as far as getting to know God, because really it doesn't have to do with what you know, but who you know, as they say. Paul says, what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. So even in our 20 years of podcasts, I was actually thinking about this last night, you know, not knowing what we were going to talk about today, but I was thinking about in our 20 years of podcasts, we've shared a lot of things, but we could have done none of this, or we could have done all of this and still not know Christ. If it was only about sharing information and head knowledge, getting to know head knowledge, you know, what does it matter if it's just about getting to know a doctrine or a certain view about things? Again, nothing wrong with having views and doctrinal understanding and all that stuff, but it's all rubbish. It is all dung. And I'll just say it, you know, because I'm sure there are other people who don't like the things that we have to say, that, yeah, those guys are full of rubbish and dung. but I'll just go ahead and say it. It is all rubbish and dung if we're not found in Christ. And I think what Paul is saying here in Philippians 3, he counts all these things as rubbish. Everything from being circumcised to being of Israel, a Pharisee, persecuting the church, and concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. He counted that all as dung. He could say all of his law doctrine, everything that he knew about the law, counted it as dung. All of our grace doctrine counted as dung, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness which is from God by faith. And then, like you emphasized last week, after I think I had read that part, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. And I think of 1 Corinthians 15, that whole chapter, Paul is talking about the resurrection of the dead. Our faith is futile. You know, if Christ hasn't been raised from the dead, our faith is futile. And the reason for that is because that is where life is found. That's where it's found. That's where knowing him is found, in his resurrection. It's being found in him, not in our doctrine, not in our works, not in what we do or don't do. Again, we've talked many times, doing good is good. That's not where life is found. That's not where knowing God is found. There's a big, I don't know what the word would be, disconnect. Or we need to make sure that we don't try to tie our works, our knowledge, our understanding, our good deeds into whether or not we know God, because it's not based on any of that, but it's based upon the faith that we have in Him, and the fact that through that faith we have believed unto eternal life, and it's that life with Him, His life in us. That's how we know Him, not through any external or even internal works or knowledge.
The Spirit of God. I've said it a lot over the years. I think we've sometimes we just got to talk, because we're not using notes here. So
right.
Will it come out perfectly all the time? Will we always be understood perfectly with what we meant to say? Probably not, but I'm going to go ahead and try to communicate something here. But the Spirit of God is one who dwells within us. He's the one who reveals things to us about Jesus, about truth that is contained within Jesus Christ. He's there as a guide, as a comforter. And I just think we undersell that.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been around some denominational people, even going back before my grace days, who have implied, and I know they don't mean it exactly the way I'm probably going to say it, but they have implied, well, maybe some did come right out and say it, that when the Bible was finally put together and arrived, people somehow seem to think it just magically showed up being shot out of a cannon, quote unquote, and there it was. And then when that Bible showed up, then it's almost like the Spirit of God ended up in the back seat somewhere. And it ought not to be that way, because the Spirit is the one that God sent, part of the new covenant as it was established. He never said He was going to send a Bible. As much as we appreciate the writings, and as you said, Joel, the things that we've extracted from it, been able to discuss and learn and grow in, we appreciate that. But there's something bigger than that here, and that is getting to know Him and the power of His resurrection. And I think, as Paul said, understanding that righteousness comes as a gift, apart from any works, apart from any law, right standing with God, it's free, and there's nothing you can do to earn that. When you come to that realization, as people who are in Christ and He in us by His Spirit, this is where things get personal. This goes beyond the doctrines that we discuss and the perspectives, and in some cases the debates of what some of the writings might mean. It goes beyond that, and it pains me, and I say this with compassion and caring, but something that we haven't talked much about here on the program, we're not going to today, but it really grieves me when I see sometimes even preachers sort of shrug off the Holy Spirit and the gifts that He may provide. Now, just because we don't always understand everything about a certain subject, like the Holy Spirit, for example, is kind of a mysterious thing, and even His gifts, even though we may not understand that, that doesn't mean you have to dismiss it. It doesn't mean that you have to laugh at other people.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes they'll even mock it.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you have to, because I've seen this before, even with people teaching publicly, almost mocking the gifts of the Spirit. And maybe we'll talk more about this someday. I don't know. I can only recall one program where we brought up speaking in tongues. And that was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the program. There's no name to look for it. It just came up in the middle of a conversation. I think I recall that within my mind. But I just say that because he's our friend. I mean, he's Jesus is real. And Joel, I mean, I know there's a lot of people who had different upbringings here. I didn't grow up per se in the church like you did, and like many others have. My relationship or my belief, when I came to faith, it was very personal to me. It just felt to me like literally it was me and Jesus mm-hmm. for many years as a child growing up. And I cherish that because God brings me back to that a lot.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people even well-meaning grace people, God bless them, sometimes what they were brought up on within the cracks and crevices of their hearts and minds may still linger and may clash against the gospel a little bit sometimes. Or again, sometimes we don't always understand everything. It doesn't mean that we need to make fun of it. It doesn't mean that it's error or that we dismiss it, because we sometimes get taught wrong as people on different things. And I just say that. I just say, just if you don't understand it, if it's not part of your life, that's fine. But that doesn't mean you have to criticize other people for it. I'm getting off the subject here a little bit, Joel, but it still all comes back to God in us. This is real. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit is not a figment of the imagination. And I think sometimes, like I said, I think sometimes he gets dismissed as we get caught up with tangled up in our doctrines.
Yeah, and I don't think you're going down a bad path with that. And, you know, like you said, it wasn't necessarily what we planned on talking about, but it really speaks to what we're talking about, because there's one thing to have your doctrine all down and all pat and know all your talking points and to have an answer for everything that people ask you. It's one thing to have that, but it's another thing when it's another thing to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit and to know the Holy Spirit within. I indeed was raised in the church, but at the same time, up until 33 years ago, as we record this, it was 33 years ago, I didn't really have much of a relationship with God. But then when I did, when he kind of grabbed a hold of me, and it was so freeing. It was so good. It was so nice. And it was, I can look back at that, and I'm brought back to that too. It's just amazing how often I'm brought back to that time, like you were saying too, in your life, when things were so simple, things were so free, and then all of a sudden I started getting taught all this doctrine, and some of it was good, and some of it was really not good, and then I came into the grace community, so to speak, and learned some really, really good things, but also some of the knowing of the Holy Spirit that I had come to know was being trashed, was being talked against, and I had to fight through some of that, not with people, but just internally, and I had to seek the Holy Spirit on that, and he is the one who has settled the issues for me within. And that's been good. That's been where my confidence has come from. It's not come from knowing the proper doctrine for everything. It's not about having the answers to all the questions. It's not about, it's good. I love learning. I love revelations of knowledge. I love knowledge revelations. I love those things. God has done that a lot. But knowing him and having that personal relationship with him, where it doesn't matter what anybody says or thinks, or how they talk about me or what I believe, that stuff doesn't matter, because what the Holy Spirit testifies within my spirit, that's really what matters. So, you know, again, not necessarily where we were going to go with this, but I think what Paul is saying there is, and what we were talking about, I think, last week, you know, even the Apostle Paul, he grew in grace, and he probably grew bolder over the years, and that was the Holy Spirit in him. That was Christ in him. It wasn't him. The Lord did teach him a message and set him out to preach a message, but internally, he went through so many things that internally he grew in this relationship with the Holy Spirit, God guiding him throughout his life as he went about sharing the message of the gospel.
So in conclusion, I think sometimes just having what we think is the right way of thinking, or the right doctrine, the right belief system, it doesn't necessarily help us to get to know him and the power of his resurrection. So I would just encourage people to realize that God in you is a real thing. and this is where faith really explodes, because we look at that which is not seen. Faith is the evidence of that which is not seen. If you're seeing it, it's temporary. It's not eternal. And there's just something special about God wanting to connect with you in ways that I wonder if we've been hindered in some way just based on some of the things we've been taught. I've made the comment in the past, Joel, that sometimes I've spent the last, what you were talking about, it's 30 years now since I've hit the Grace Bridge. And I've spent much of the last 30 years unlearning a lot of things that I used to think was true. I've spent the first 23 years of my life with my face in the Bible, and suddenly coming to the realization with the help of the Holy Spirit back in 1994, a big chunk of what I had developed in my mind from reading the Bible was not the gospel. And so we're just encouraging you to realize there's an interaction, a relationship that can take place, and it's not just based on Bible reading. So, you know, next week, Joel, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's our 1,000th program and coincidentally our 20th anniversary. Is that right?
Yeah, it's right. This is $9.99. Right. We're going into 1,020 years, yes.
And I think some of what we've been talking about on this program is, well, is what we started with in the first program when it comes to the subject of righteousness, God's righteousness as a gift apart from works. And so maybe we can start out with that next time and reminisce a little bit about how we've been able to do what we've been doing here. And we appreciate those of you out there who interact with us and have encouraged us over the years, too. Thank you for that.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brzezicki, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.